Okay, so let's do Sicha Kuf Lamed Aleph. We're getting ready for Purim. The light has come down.
There we go.
So Sicha Kuf Lamed Aleph, you have it? Yeah, yeah? You're cheating off him? You're looking at a...
Okay. There's no pictures.
Am I going to test you? Okay. So Keshekasavdi Lefanav HaTorah Ve'Eilam Mishpatim. There's a Torah in the Kutim Aran called Ve'Eilam Mishpatim. It's Torah Yud. And this is a Torah we did many years ago. And it's a Torah really about Purim. And he mentions there, Rabbi Nachman starts off the Torah, he says like this. Hamaschels, it starts off, Kishiyish dinim chas Hashem al Yisrael. When there are dinim. When there's decrees against Klal Yisrael.
Kuf Lamed Aleph.
Kuf Lamed Aleph. When there are dinim chas Hashem al Klal Yisrael, ayidei rikudim v'ham chas kaf nasam tokas adinim. Through dancing and clapping, you could bring about Hamtakas Adinim, sweetening the din. This is how Rabbi Nachman starts. Very often, just a note to those if they want to enter into the world of Likutei Moran, very often Rabbi Nachman, in the longer Torahs, he starts with the end. He tells you the whole point of the Torah, like this line, that when they're Dinim on Klal Yisrael, clapping and dancing will be Mamtik. And then he goes to an entire long, complicated Torah to explain how he got to that point. But often he'll tell you the end first. Now, Amar Li. So now, again, Rabbi Nachman said that when there's dinim, when there's decrees, we want to be mamtik, these decrees, okay? Through dancing and clapping. So Amar Li, so Rabbi Nachman said to me, Kach Amarti. Because a little while later, there was discussions of a big decree against Klal Yisrael. She'achshav nishma gezeiros chasam Yisrael. They heard gezeiros coming in. Rabbi Nachman said, I just spoke about this. Rabbi Nachman says, see? Right? Rabbi Nachman felt these gezeiros coming. He, in a different Torah, Rabbi Nachman talks about how a tzaddik can tell the future a little bit when there are going to be decrees. There he's talking about simcha shel mitzvah. That a tzaddik, through his simcha that he receives by a mitzvah, he could tell, that's like a litmus test to know what's in the air.
What Torah is that?
I don't remember. You remember that?
I don't know.
I remember what Torah is. I have to look it up. But I recall, I think I'm right, maybe I'm wrong, but the litmus test that a tzaddik can feel through his simcha shel mitzvah whether it's going to be good for Klal Yisrael or not. So anyway, Akoponim, Rabbi Nachman knew, and he said, you need to be mamtik the dinim. V'hinei holchim umemeshamshim lavo yimei Purim ha'ila. And he says, oh, and Purim's coming. So the gezar din is starting to be written. This was about drafting. Drafting them into the army, the Jews, the Catonists, and all that kind of stuff, which was lo aleinu, very bad for Klal Yisrael. They bring down the notes that Rabbi Nachman was able to push it off, or the other tzaddikim as well, for 22 years. They were able to push it off until after he died, and then eventually that was enacted, unfortunately. So Purim is coming. Ki haTorah hazos nemara samach lePurim. That Torah that talks about dancing and clapping was said close to Purim. You, Yisrael Meraktim, on Purim, they're going to be dancing, Avim Chau Kaf, and they're going to be clapping. Yamtiku Hadinim, and that way they're going to be Mamtik Dinim. Just as a remez, it's not going to mean that much, but I figure I'll say it anyway. There's two Dinim in the Svarim HaKadoshim, and they talk about two high-level Dinim. They're called Shach Dinim and Par Dinim. You ever hear of them? You guys have heard of them? Yeah?
Yeah, I heard of them.
So Shach Dinim, Par Dinim, where they come from, how to explain them, not for now. But that's what's called Shach and Par. So if you look at the Gematria, what's the Gematria? Rikud. Look at the Gematria, Rikud.
2, 6, 3, 10.
No. There's a Yud and a Vav. Look at it. Rikud is 320. Shach. So Rikud, the dancing, is going to be Mamtik, the Shach, Dinim. And then, what's the Gematria? V'ham Chas Kaf. I don't have a great explanation for this, but V'ham Chas Kaf, the whole thing.
Three sixty.
It's a tough. 460. Yeah? It can't be. V'ham Chas Kaf.
Oh, I forgot.
560. Right. No. Is it 560?
460 plus 50.
Oh, you doing all right?
I'm lost.
Anybody? I think I made it. I hope I did it right. I don't know.
Do it again.
Just do it in the calculator. Maybe I'm wrong. It's going to be embarrassing, but okay, I don't know. Embarrassing's good also, you know? Someone just asked me today about being embarrassed. I said, it's good, you know? It's good for you.
Okay.
Let's see if I'm right. Hopefully
pays
I'm right.
What?
Pays 80.
And 20. Yeah, oh yeah, that's right, I think.
I think I did it wrong, actually. 48. Yeah, Dan did it wrong.
510?
It's 560, right?
560.
Yeah, no, sorry, I did it wrong, actually. Par is 280. I thought it was, for some reason, I thought it was 280 times 2, which would be 560.
Mm.
No. Wait, what is it?
Yeah. 560.
Oh, so that's right. Good. That's good. 280 times 2 is 560, right? Oh, okay, I'm losing my mind over here. So I don't know why it's 2 times par. I'm not sure. I guess maybe the clapping, 2 hands. So you see, rikud is the hamtaka of shach dinim. Ram chalas kaf is the hamtaka of par dinim. Okay, Rabbi Nachman doesn't say that in the Torah, but mistama, that's what he meant. So clapping and dancing, yeah. Vechazur vekafel devar v'omer bepem molei kachamartin. Rabbi Nachman kept saying at the time that the gezeira started to come out, even though it wasn't enacted fully. It's like, this is what I said. This is what I said. He was like excited almost in a certain way. He said, look, you see, it's happening. Now, the kavanoso haisel ha'er levavein. What was his kavana? What was Rabbi Nachman trying to say? He says, it was trying to inspire us. Shenei devin novin shekol divar Torah sakdoisha. That all the words of Rabbi Nachman, afal pi sheyesh ba'amkas gadol v'nor ma'od mod. Anybody who's learned this Torah, we don't even know that we don't even know. His Torahs are, some of them are very complicated, very high. And as much as we know, we don't know. Maybe I said this Maisa. One time we were learning with the Chabura, we were learning one of the Torahs in the Kutimran. And I had to do with Tzitzis. And I had a certain question. And it happened to be that it was a Sunday or Monday or something. I was by Ramatel Zilber, right, Rebbe of mine. And I was walking back to his house. And I said, you know, Rebbe Nachman says, you know, this and that. What about this? So I still remember this. He stops me. He's like, I'm sorry, I don't have time to explain to you all of Kisvei Arizal on Hilchot Tzitzis right now. Meaning to explain one thing in Rabbi Nachman, you need to know all of Kisvei Arizal. That's what I took out of it. I'm like, thank you so much. I'll go with the Pashup shot. I get another. But I'll go upon him. So Rabbi Nachman's thoughts are very complicated, very, very deep. V'rozin ilon v'sodei sodei samukim. Right? There are secrets of Torah in it. For Rachamim Minayam, they're very wide, very expansive. The chol dibor v'dibor, and every single word he said, everything he said was based on really a reason. And down. Afal pikein, but be that as it may, Iker kavanoso, the main kavana of Rabbi Nachman, always, shenishma v'nekabel devar v'akdoshim bepshitas, read the words bepshitas, which I've seen, it seems to be that a lot of people who are learning Likutei Moharan, it seems to me, they learn it in a very poshut way. They don't learn Ian in it. There's chaburas. You ever hear these chaburas now? There's someone Farakwe, they have chaburas that are learning Rabbi Nachman b'Ian. But generally, they learn in a very poshut way, simply. Lishma v'lasa l'kaim is kol divrei torasa v'pshitas v'tzmimas. To learn and to guard and to keep whatever Rabbi Nachman says in a very simple way. Meaning, when Rabbi Nachman says, if there's a gezar din, clap and dance, and then it goes through a whole long Torah, the main thing is clap and dance. Yes, learn the Torah, try to understand it. But at the end of the day, the ikar is what he started with. Clap and dance. The pu'ula, the mice. Right? Some people, when they're learning halacha, they go straight to the mice. Very basic halacha. Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. What do I have to do? That's it. Then some people learn all the amkas, all the sugyas, and all the rishonim, the achronim, and all the pilpulim, and they never really get to the halacha, right? You have to know how to balance both. But if a person would learn, what would be more important? What do you think? To learn all the gemaras and all the rishonim and all the achronim, but not get to the Shulchan Aruch, or learn the Shulchan Aruch and nothing else?
Sure.
Start with the Shulchan Aruch. So if you have to do. It's naseh v'nishma. Right? Even though Nasa Vinishma was a big secret, it was also very poshut. Nasa is the ikr. So Rabbi Nachman was saying that yes, everything is very fancy, everything's very big, but there are lamaises. And we have to look for that in the Torahs of Rabbi Nachman, which we try to do. Kamol l'mashal Torah HaKadosh HaZos, Shnei Marsham. Sha'idehem chos kavrikudim talking ha'dinim, just like our Torah. That through clapping and dancing, your mamtik dinim, ha'izek avonoso kipshuto. Rabbi Nachman meant it just like he said. She'chazku atzun l'smoch me'simcha. Put effort into simcha at times of simcha. Kigon Purim, v'chanukah, Yom Tov. On Purim, don't just wait for the drinking. A person should be music, he should be dancing, he should be lebedik the whole day, but not like a droopy Purim. Jump, dance, clap, be besimcha. For real. V'yom tovim, chasana. Those are all happy days. Ukiyotze b'zeh kol minei simcha shel mitzvah. And all these types, do every type of simcha you can with the mitzvahs. Shechazku atzman, be mechazik yourselves. Chazak, chazak, v'nes chazek. B'simcha gedola. At sheyizku l'sor l'rikud v'chol kaf, until the point where you actually bring yourself to dancing and clapping. Sometimes we're embarrassed, we don't want to do it. It's okay, so that's why you drink a little bit. Helps you loosen you up a little bit. Even a person in his own da'aram, he doesn't have to do it in public. No one ever says that to be in public. A person should be listening to happy music. A person should be singing at the top of his lungs when no one else can hear him. If there's like a line like, dance like no one can see you, sing like nobody can hear you. There's a line like that, something. Is it like the name of a song or something? That
Probably.
Well, I don't know from a song. I just read it somewhere. Anyway, Lamaisa, this is Lamaisa. It's not just an intellectual limud. We've turned a lot of limudim that are Lamaisa into like intellectual limudim. Masil Sasharm was he turned it into what does the Ramchal say? But we don't always do what he says to do. The ikar is to do. That's your mamtik din. And I'll tell you a din. He is not referring to this explicitly, but I think that a very important aspect of dinim is which sphere does din come from? We'll just speak it like this. It comes from gvura. Binim gvura. Right? So there's a certain strength that comes with a din. It's heavy. It's metzamtzem a person. Person lo aleinu loses money, something happens in sickness, he's losing something, he's been constricted. Yes? Dinim is when a person is constricted. You could have dinim when a person is, when he's in just a bad headspace. He's in a bad headspace, he can't think bigger, he's looping around on some kind of thought. That's called the din. There's a dinim. It doesn't have to be just money and health and war and all that stuff. When a person is in his head and he's stuck in something, there's also dinim. How do you get out of that? Sometimes clapping and dancing also. Clapping and dancing. I don't feel like it. Who cares? That's the point. The klipas are squeezing you. So you just let them squeeze you? No, you break out. You physically have to break out. And it's not easy. Because everything in the world is telling you, no, you're not feeling good, don't dance. Because we always live based on how we feel. Right? I act based on how I feel. If I'm feeling down, I'm going to act down. When who says you have to do that? What happens if you're feeling down and you decide to act like an actor? Fake. Act up. Let's say you fake it. What happens? Fake it till you make it. Because the actions of a person have a profound effect on his heart. Number one, there's a concept called Achre Pulos Nimshel Chalavavos. After your actions goes your heart. So you act in a happy way, it can actually affect you. But I think also, in a deep way, if you'd ask a guy, how do you feel? I'm not feeling good. Do you want to feel bad or do you want to feel good? I want to feel good. You sure? It's like, yeah. Are you sure you really want to feel good? Like, is that really that's what you want? Emes? Yes. But you feel bad, right? Yeah. So when you tell the guy, okay, so come, we're going to put on happy music, we're going to dance. At first he's like, no. But what does that mean? When you get him to do, if you can get the person, it's very hard. But when he does an act of simcha, that really connects to what? pinimis of his ratzon. Because you just asked him, do you want to be happy? Do you want to be sad? I want to be happy. Good. So let's do the action of happy. Even though you're not feeling it. So on the outside, you have an action. On the inside of that, you have your heart. And on the inside of that, you have your mind. Right? Your heart's feeling down. So you're down. You ask the guy in your head, what do you want, really? I want to be happy. Good. So when you sandwich the inner thought of I want to be happy with the outer action of happiness, whatever that may be, eventually they close in and they take control of your heart. They come from both ends. That's really what you want. It's just hard to get the person to do the action. He'll admit a million times, I want to be happy. I can't. I don't know what to do. I can't. What am I supposed to do? I'm just not feeling good. This happened, that. I can't. Right? So come, let's go out. No, I can't. Why not? I'm just not feeling it. You're just looping around the same thing. This is how you feel. So who said that runs your life? Everybody knows they've been in it. It's very strong. Very often you need someone to pull you out because you can't get it. You just need it to pass. It could take a few hours, days, who knows. But if you can get yourself up to do something silly, Rabbi Nachman even says, Mila Dishtusa. Even Mila Dishtusa. Silliness. Screaming, yelling, laughing, jumping, whatever. Music. Watching a comedy or something. Some guy makes some jokes. That can actually bring you to a happy place because on your insides, that's really what you want. And that's what we have to do. So I just want to point that out. It's very, very important. Especially when it comes to Purim, I'll tell you. Because with Purim, everybody's going to be excited, dancing and jumping. But I don't feel like it. I don't feel like it this Purim. It's too cold. It's rainy. I didn't get the job I wanted. I don't have the thing that I want. I'm just not feeling it. Purim is goof with the Chag, the Yom Tov, that we're supposed to break. Ad delo yada. Don't act the way you feel. Act above the way you feel. I heard a line once from some guy. It's a great line. He says, think above where you feel. It's a great line. Very important. Think above where you feel. You're feeling down, but in your head, make sure you're thinking above, saying, that's not me. I really want to be happy. I really am. I could be happy. Think above where you feel. L'mayla menatev. Tzalkal Panim, so when Rabbi Nachman said, to dance and to clap, he meant it. To dance and to clap. Ki kol divrei Torah lo b'shemayim hu. Lemor. His Torah is not in Shemayim, saying, mi yachol is kos l'zeh. Who am I to be mamtik dinim, lamtik dinim? Adem chos kafri kudim. By my clapping and my dancing, I'm not a tzaddik. Rabbi Nachman's talking about tzaddikim. Says Rabbi Nachman, you're wrong. That's not at all. Because again, just like we say that we could be mamtik our own dinim by dancing and clapping, you don't know what you can affect in the world. You have no idea. And Rabbi Nachman says, this is the prognosis, this is the whatever it's called. What does the doctor give you? Prescription. You do what he says. Kiim gedol ben Eliyah. You mean it's only the ben Eliyah? Rakol echem yisro yesh lekoach hazeh. Every Jew has that ability. Kishyekayim advarim kipshutan be'emes utimimus. When a person follows Rabbi Nachman's prescriptions, like it says, he can have that effect. Don't ask you, who am I? Now you've already lost the ability to follow the prescription because you don't believe in yourself. Right? So just believe in the tzaddik. Believe in the tzaddik. V'chein b'chol dvarim ha'nem marim sham b'hatar ha'kdosha, everything else that says in that Torah. V'chein kol ma'ashen emar b'chol Torah v'torah, everything that says in all the Torahs of Rabbi Nachman. Kilo ha'med Yeshua ikra la'maisa. All the learning is great, but the maisa, the actual lamaisa, that's really the ikar at the end of the day. You got to do the lamaisa. We can learn about the secrets of tefillin and all the halachas of tefillin, but if you don't put the tefillin on, you didn't do the thing. So what are we doing? V'simenecha heitiv. Look good. V'testakel yof b'chol Torah, and look really well in every single Torah of Menachem. Look for the avodas, the piece of advice, the musr, the inspiration. Just read the basic pshat. There's many ways to learn Rabbi Nachman. Maybe one day we'll get back to Likutei Moran. I know we took a big hiatus of Nesichas Aron for a long time. But maybe we'll get back there one day. And if there's different ways to learn it. There's the Ian, there's the Bekiyas, there's the looking for the Eitzes. They even took out, there's even a Sefer, they pulled out all the Eitzes of Herman Nachman. It's called Lukutei Eitzes. Lukutei Eitzes is a Sefer where they're Malakit, they gather together from all the Tos of Herman Nachman, all of the Eitzes, the piece of advice that he gives. In a most basic way, there's much Amkus to every single Eitzah even, but at least in the basic Madrega, person would follow Rav Nachman, like dancing and clapping, he'd be a happier person. Right? How many people have read the Torah, Ve'ele Mishpatim, and Rav Nachman says to me, Mom, take dinim, you have to clap and dance. How many people actually clap and dance? I learned Torah Yud. You learned Torah Yud? Oh, very good. So how, when did you clap and dance? No. Why not? He says to him, well, you know what I'm saying, whatever. You know, you know Rav Nachman, you know. What do you mean, what do I know? Did you clap and dance? I taina. What do you say?
How does clapping and dancing when you're down tie in with being like Bakiba the nuts of the show? Like, because presumably you're the show, right?
So, yeah. 12-week class in Likutei Moran.
No, but the clapping and dancing is the p'ula, is the maisa of the next ritzo. Right. It's the lowest madrega because it's an action. Really, we want to get to the heart and the mochin, but that's at least you're putting yourself on the right, putting your right foot forward. Right, so you have to. We always have to do what we need to do. It's very hard sometimes when you're in the shove. It's very hard to break out. That's nice. But I taina, and I remember I said this chiddush. It's a chiddush. I'm saying it's a chiddush. When we learned Torah Yud many years ago. That Rabbi Nachman goes through a whole thing, that if you want to be mamtik dinim, clapping and dancing. So go through the whole Torah. And I remember we connected like every paragraph of Rabbi Nachman to the mice of Purim. So I had a big kasha. You see, by Mordechai, what does he do? He's not clapping and dancing. He's sackcloth, fasting, right? Mm-hmm. Of course, Rabbi Nachman, he should be clapping and dancing. So I said a big chiddush. Because according to Rabbi Nachman, Mordechai didn't do the right thing. It shouldn't. I said, really? In the Cheder Chedorim, Mordechai was dancing and clapping. He bams was. He was only acting in a way of tshuva and fasting because of Klal Yisrael wasn't at them. He had to act in a certain way for them because they needed tshuva. They needed tshuva.
But he had no doubt the whole time.
Exactly, that was my point. He had no doubt the whole time. Revech Vatzol Yamula Yudim Malkam Acher. So one second. Mordechai Tzadik is vada we're going to be saved, yet he's crying and fasting. Do you believe or you don't believe? It's the answer of course you believe they're going to be saved. And this is, there's a hishtadlis of crying and fasting. That's a hishtadlis. He never doubted a Kodesh Baruch Hu for a second. But we have to understand what hishtadlis is. That's a bigger sugya. Hishtadlis and bitachon. You still have to do your hishtadlis, even if you trust. Now, again, I think Mordechai Tzadik was dancing and clapping in his room. That's it. But he had a pinimi and he had a chitzoni. He had to do both. Klal Yisrael needed a tshuva then. Right? The whole reason why Haman had powers because either because they ate the Suda Achashverosh or they bowed down to the Getchka by Nebuchadnezzar. So they needed a tshuva. So he got them to do that. But really, he was clapping and dancing. That's, yeah, chiddush maybe, but I'm just thinking about a gematria right now. What'd you say?
It wasn't so far-fetched.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So fine. So he says you have to look into the Torahs. Again, the Peshutin Shel Devarim. Look for the Eitzes. V'tivakish Meshem Yisborach Sheyarei Necha Lizkos Lizeh. And then you have to request Daven to Kodesh Baruch Hu that he should open up our eyes to merit love and to understand how Devarim hate of the mice. How we can act upon these Torahs of Rabbi Nachman the mice. He called Devarim Zechorin of Racha Kulam Mitzrachim Mimuchrachim Avodos V'Eitzes Tovot Avdo Yisborach. Because all of his words are needed. They're so necessary. All of his eitzes to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ve'afilu biktzas mekomas ashelofum riyata ba'ashkav rishona ein mevinim eitiv. And sometimes because of the quick nature and the first glance that you take at learning, you don't understand. Ein mevinim eitiv. Eichin ogei inyin hazelu uvdu lufi madriga. So how do I do this, what Rabbi Nachman's saying? I don't understand. Aval pikein be'emes, he says. Be'emes. Yesham eitzes neflosus erves nerer l'shuv elav yizbaruch v'makom shusham. Doesn't matter what Torah you're learning, there's always something to learn. Problem is, you just went too fast. V'im tosem iyunecha l'libcha sham. If you place your focus, your ian, and your heart over there, hatev, good, but vaday, surely, timsa gam sham, eitzes v'drachem tovim l'fi madrega asecha. You will find something. If you're open to being taught avodas and eitzes and avodas Hashem, and you sit there and you think about it, something will come to you, how to serve a Kaddish Baruch Hu better. Ki kol devar of zichron v'racha heim klol yis gadol. Everything that Rabbi Nachman said were big klolim. As detailed as he gets sometimes, it's still a klal. Okay, it's hard to explain that right now. V'chol Torah v'Torah kolul mikol Torah skula. And every Torah has all of Torah in it. Every Torah of Nachman has kol Torah kul in it. What does that mean? What do you think that means?
Same as one leg. Standing on one
leg. I think when Rabbi Nachman talks about all of Torah is, we know that it's, at least at the end of Gemara Makos, right? All of 613 mitzvahs are really 13 mitzvahs. They're really 10 mitzvahs. It's really five. There's really one mitzvah. Chavaka gomer, tzadik bemunasa yechia. All 613 mitzvahs could be, even though there's 613 details, but they really all fall under one category, one mitzvah called tzadik bemunasa yechia, emun. Meaning you can make klolim out of the Torah, right? 613 mitzvahs you can make into one mitzvah. You could turn all of Torah into 10 different subcategories, which are the 10 spheres, right? There's different ways. So Rabbi Nachman in his Torahs, is the longer ones, he connects also to either Amunah or to the 10 spheres, and in that way he could have Kol Torah Kula. Doesn't mean every single detail of Kol Torah Kula is in every single Torah. But the klolim are all there, if you know how to find them. Right? So he says, "Mikol b'nei adam shebaolam b'chol darge v'darge." Every single person in the world, doesn't matter whatever madrig is on, min tachas k'tzei elyon, from the biggest tzaddik, atachas k'tzei tachton, to the lowest, simplest Jew. Haynu she'im kol Torah v'Torah v'sicha shelo. Every Torah, every sicha, yochel lavod Hashem zbarach. You could find ways to serve a Kaddish Baruch Hu. That's all he spoke about. It wasn't just stop intellect. Everything about Rabbi Nachman says how you could serve a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Hagadu b'mayla v'tachas amayla, the biggest tzaddikim in the big highways. Highways. Okay, cute. V'chein afilo ha-katan me-ha-pachas v'tachas di-yuta ha-tachoni yochel gam gein l'shav v'shem yizbaruch. And even simple Jews or a lower level, also they could turn back l'shuv to return to a Kaddish Baruch Hu. V'lum so eitzis l'nav shon, to find certain piece of advice for his personal himself. Ayidei osa ha-torah, through that Torah ba'atzma came kol yisnif l'mod, because every Torah, again, are built from klolim, not from pratim. And therefore, a person can find himself in every Torah. You can find yourself. If you're open to it and you know a little bit about yourself, you can find yourself in that Torah. We're not speaking to you, giving you personal etza. And the way we look at it can be totally different. Because what I'm connected to in that klal, Rabbi Nachman says a few things, I'm connected to one thing, you're connected to another thing. And that's fine. That's how it goes. Was that the end of the Torah? So, okay. Does that mean we're going to start learning Kutim Aran right now? I don't know. But when it comes to Purim, interesting, Purim is Yom Par. Right? Yeah, you see the letters? No?
Yeah.
Yom Par.
I heard that one.
And neither did I. We have to be Mamtik the Par with dancing and clapping. So at least for the most basic gates of this Purim, Lamaisa, you got to dance and clap. You got to get to that place. Even if it means... Par?
Lottery.
Poor means lottery.
How do we get the clap? Sorry. No, par is a bad, is a dinim. It's
like... V'hamchos kaf, clapping is gematria, two times par.
Gematria, yeah.
Yeah, gematria. Yeah. So when it comes to Purim this year, we have to lomais. I mean, right now, I think we're still in a gzar din right now. Klaus is not settled right now. We're still, there's a lot of people who need to get out of where they are, and there's a lot of people who need to go back to where they were kedeked out of. And we're in a matzah of dinim. And so therefore, it behooves us to even more clapping and dancing, right? More simcha. Not simcha as it's, what's the word? It's, we're not affected by what's going on. Of course we're affected by what's going on. But there's a type of simcha that proactively sends shefa into the world. That's what this is. When a person claps and dances with simcha, it doesn't mean he doesn't know what's going on with the hostages, lo aleinu. He knows what's going on. And he's Lev Nishbar about that. But there's a certain tool, as utensils, there's a weapon that we can use to fight against the klipas. It's called simcha. It's called dancing and clapping. And so we're doing it in a proactive way to break out of our own dinim, to help friends break out. Rabbi Nachman says that when you're in a circle, right? Rabbi Nachman says that in Tinyan Chav Gimel, that you have a circle of people dancing. Sometimes you always have guys on the side, the droopy Jews. Sometimes they're old and they can't. And they have the droopy Jews. I just don't feel like it. Come on. I don't feel like it today. Maybe you don't feel like it. Yeah, as long as you're on the outside, you don't feel like it. So he says, grab, pull them in. And the second that they start lifting their feet, right? Because all dinim, all atzas and atzas are always in the legs. Mm. They drag their feet, they're droopy Jews. But if lamaisa, achre pulas, l'mshech levavos, you can get the guy to come to the circle and start lifting his feet and moving his body, lamaisa, physically, right? Ritzo, that will actually bring him out of his, it could bring him out of his sadness. Even if it's just for those moments in the time, and then the second the dance is over, he goes back to that place, that's okay. But if you could pull him out, and you pull him out and pull him up. So also, I think Rabbi Nachman means that sometimes we have ourselves, we have pieces of ourselves that are on the outside of the circle. Or there's certain zmanim, times of our life that we're outside the circle that we know we could be in. Sometimes we have to fake it till you make it. Sometimes you have to dance when like no one can see you and sing like nobody can hear you. Put on happy music. I've been listening to some happy, not that I'm depressed at all, but but I've been listening to this happy music. They have like playlists, just no words, just upbeat, happy music. And you feel, music has a way it enters in a person and it can lift them up. When we jump up with our legs, you know, when you put effort into jumping, so too music could make your heart jump. It has that ability. To just simcha. It's very important to break free. Break free. What?
I went to Yanuka last night, so he said...
He's in Yanuka last night and over here.
Wow. He said, well, actually, maybe it was this morning. I don't even know where.
Whatever. Something.
Yeah. 24 hours. So he told my father, he said to him, Rak simcha. Back with
to your father.
Yeah.
You're okay.
No, father's as well.
Good.
This is about fun.
Rock with Simcha. We think that it's a long issue. But people get stuck in not Simcha, thinking that they should not be B'Simcha. It's so wrong. That's what I'm not going to tell. No. Mitzvah Gedolos is B'Simcha Tamid. Simcha Tamid. Your mom has to be B'Simcha Tamid. That doesn't mean you're forgetting about reality. That doesn't mean to just not think about anything that's important in life. That's not what it means. It means to expand yourself and not to be stuck. Because from that place of expansion and simcha, you can be more proactive in your life in a healthier way. It's very unhealthy to be not besimcha. Very unhealthy. You don't think well, you don't act well.
Is that all? Yeah.